You're listening to Alaska HomeWise, brought to you by the Cold Climate Housing Research Center and the UAF Cooperative Extension Service. Save energy. Save money. Become HomeWise.
Hello and welcome to Alaska HomeWise, brought to you by the Cold Climate Housing Research Center and the UAF Cooperative Extension Service. I'm Ty Keltner. Now, Alaska is a very do-it-yourself place. Everyone has their own way of doing things. However, there are times where you have to adhere to the law. In the case of building, that law comes in the form of code, yet some people aren't all that familiar with building code and how they could be breaking it without even knowing it. Our guest today is Kirk Larson. He'll talk to us about common building code violations and other things that you might want to keep in mind about your home. And after the break, we'll have Ilya Benesch, of course. But first, here's Kirk Larson. First, Kirk, many people find building code to be an annoyance or to be really, really nitpicky. Tell me, why do we have building codes in the first place? These are important.
Yes, they're very important. Building codes set a minimum standard for construction to assure safety for people. And, you know, it may be a little bit of an annoyance, but to do the job right, that's what the codes are for. They give kind of a recipe for how to build.
If I'm Joe Average homeowner, do I have to follow building codes also, or is this just for contractors and home builders?
It's for everybody because, you know, if you're building your own house, the average is 5 years that you'll be selling the house and giving it to somebody else. And so these new people that buy the house, they deserve the right to have a good, safe house. So inside the city, everybody that builds is required to do so according to the code.
So if my home or building is violating a building code or it's a little bit out of date or that type of thing, can I suffer any repercussions? Are the police going to come and arrest me or anything?
No, we only deal with new construction and remodels. When you're remodeling a home, let's say that isn't built to code, we would only require that the new work going in is to code. We're not the police or the Gestapo. We don't go running around and make sure everybody's house is up to code. But any new work that's going in for a remodel or new construction, that's required to be up to code.
What are some of the more common code violations that people in Fairbanks have?
It's pretty widespread. We run into to a lot of things. You know, starting at the ground level, rebar not installed correctly, lap links, clearances to forms and soil, inadequate nailing of members, just from top to bottom. There isn't really one specific thing that has been chronic. Usually, if that would be the case, then we would kind of get the word out on that and try to head that off at the pass.
If someone is wondering about whether some aspect of their home or their building is in code, what should they do?
You can call the building department, and we will answer as many questions as we can over the phone. We do a pre-purchase home inspections for a small fee, and that will get you all three inspectors, the structural inspector, plumbing, mechanical inspector, and the electrical inspector. And we will go through there and pick the house over and write up reports, and that report will indicate any code deficiencies. But for the average homeowner, if you've got something going on with your house, give us a call. We can answer that usually over the phone, and sometimes if it's a bigger problem, we'll come out and do a courtesy call.
And how often do building codes change?
The code cycle is every 3 years, and currently we're on the 2006 code. And after Christmas, we're going to start the process of adopting the 2009.
Who writes all these codes? Do you guys write these codes?
No. The ICC, International Code Council, writes the codes, and it's a national national code, and what we do is each code cycle we will go through the code and make amendments to the code to adapt that code to our local environment. You know, we'll increase the snow load to what it actually is here in Fairbanks, and we make all these little modifications in the form of amendments, and that packet of amendments is available at the building department. It's also available online.
So everything is kind of tailored to the Arctic climate or the place that we live in, too.
Yeah. The code does a pretty good job, but they can't suit the code exactly to every little place in the country. It's up to the local jurisdiction to modify the code a little bit to suit the actual jurisdiction.
Tell me a little bit about code and your work and the permitting process for the city. What do you do?
Okay. Let's use residential, for example. A builder would complete a building permit application and would go to the borough and get a zoning permit and have plans drawn up for the house. Wouldn't necessarily need to be engineered. Some aspects of the house may need a little bit of engineering depending on what the house looks like. They would bring that zoning permit, the building permit application, and a couple sets of residential house plans into the building department. Our secretary would receive those plans and stamp them in and give that packet of information to one of our reviewers. And we really shoot for 3 days turnaround. So within 3 days, you should be hearing back from us with either a call from Cassandra saying that your permit's ready to be picked up, or a review letter saying that there are certain deficiencies on the plans that need correction before we can issue a permit. And then once a permit is issued, you just go ahead and start building the house and call for regular inspections.
So let's say I've got my construction going on. How many times and when should I have people come and check it out?
The number of times is really dependent on the type of project. You know, the Fred Meyers building, I was there a couple times a day every day for a month. But for a single-family residence, a good rule of thumb is to call for an inspection before anything gets covered up. So we'd want to come out and take a look at the rebar before any concrete was poured. Framing inspection, that would happen after the exterior wall sheathing is put on and after plumbing, mechanical, electrical is all roughed in. We would look at the framing, insulation, vapor barrier, sheetrock, roof sheathing, just before anything gets covered up. That's a good rule of thumb. And we have information regarding required inspections on the website, and we have flyers at the building department that we can hand out too.
That was kind of my next question, is that if people have questions about code or permitting, where can they go and what can they do?
They can give us a call at the building department and online. To get online, the best way to do it is just go into a search engine and type in City of Fairbanks Building Department. And that'll bring you to our department website, and there's a lot of information on there regarding the permitting process and local amendments, typical details for foundations. We have, I think, 8 or 9 typical foundation details where if you build according to those details, you don't need to get an engineer involved. If you want to do something beyond those, then we would require an engineered design for a residential foundation.
Thank you very much, Kirk. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, Ilya Benesh will answer your general questions on how to be more home-wise. You're listening to Alaska Home-Wise. We will be right back.